Today is the sixth Sunday of Easter, and in many ways, it's almost the last Sunday in this Easter period, because we move into that in-between period from Thursday onwards, that waiting period. And as you all know, Thursday is Ascension Day, the time when we celebrate Jesus returning to be with God, his Father. And it's in that waiting period where he tells his disciples to wait until the Holy Spirit comes upon them on that first Pentecost Sunday. And sometimes a certain day just gets left. But I just want to sort of say, on Radio 4, at 8 o'clock in the evening, there's a service for Ascension Day. And if it's anything like last year's and the years before, it is excellent and thought-provoking. So that's 8 o'clock, Radio 4. And it's just that moving that bit, that waiting period. And what do we do with that waiting period? I don't really want to talk about, but it's just a good option to take notices, really. Pentecost Sunday, as you know, it'll be a service, combined service, the whole parish at St. Mark's to say our thanks to Emma Amy's and just to celebrate being together at Pentecost. We're also limited in numbers, so it's approximately 8-9 from each church, but we'll know finally until nearer time. So if you'd like to go, or like to come, then please let Maureen, Liz, or myself know. And we're also looking for somebody who might be willing to do something during the service, whether it's a reading or a prayer or whatever. So if you fancy that, let me know. And the other thing to remember about that period between, that waiting period between Ascension and Pentecost, is over the last few years, there's been a movement called Thy Kingdom Come over that period, which is an opportunity for us to really focus and pray and spend time with God. And the challenge is to perhaps write down the names of five people, might be family, might be friends, but you would like them to come to know more about Jesus and just pray for them regularly each day. It's an opportunity for us to spend a little bit more time in prayer each day. And also to pray for our churches and to pray for our parish that we might see the work of the Holy Spirit in new and different ways. And there's some lovely resources on the website Thy Kingdom Come if you have access. So that, I think, are the notices, apart from some of these that I don't know what to do with it, but while I remember, I believe that Ralph has a pile of, a lot of plants, probably a pile by now, both vegetables and flowering plants.
Mainly flowers.
So if you have any to get it to bring colour to your garden, bring colour to your neighbour's garden, then let Ralph know.
Or come to St. Mark's next Saturday.
Or go to St. Mark's next Saturday, where in the morning between about 10 and 12 there is a sale of Christian aid. It's amazing what you can fit in when you forget those at the beginning, isn't it? But, so a little bit about Rogation and the readings. Because, as I said, we're moving into that, the disciples, that waiting period. Although they probably weren't aware of it at the time. And with the readings from Acts over the period since Easter, we have seen how the disciples have moved outwards with the good news of Jesus. How they've increased who they've been speaking to. And the challenge for today was that Peter, down the line Jew, who'd come to know Jesus as Lord and Saviour, to actually be open enough to recognise that the good news was for everyone. Didn't matter who they were, accepted by Jesus. And we read here, don't we, that sort of the Holy Spirit came upon them in a very special way. Even before they'd openly acknowledged their love of Jesus and they wanted to be saved. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges for us, isn't it, in our day and age sometimes, is that we know the stories, we can't live them in the same way as those early disciples could, but we can imagine ourselves in there with them. And we sometimes expect God to speak to us in certain ways. We expect to see Him active in certain ways, but we cannot control Him. And sometimes I think, and I speak for myself personally here, in my own life, that I restrict what God can do through me because I put barriers up. Because it doesn't seem, well, just not right, as the saying goes. God is sometimes challenges me, certainly, in ways I wouldn't expect. And most times when His Spirit moves us to do things. And when we are open, what is amazing, He will give us the words to say, He'll make sure we're in the right place. And people's lives change. Perhaps not in a large way, but they sense something of God's love. And that is one of the challenges from this reading of Acts, from the book of Acts, is actually, are we open as individuals and as a Christian community to allow God and His Spirit to work through us in ways perhaps we are unexpected. And then from John's Gospel, it's that reminder, isn't it, about God's love, Jesus' love. And there are key things in there. We're told, if you keep my commandments, you remain in my love. And what is a basic commandment that Jesus has given to His disciples for the 3 years and plus He's been with them? It's very simple. Love. Love me, love my Father. And if you remember, when people said to Him, what are the greatest commandments? He summed them up in two, didn't He? Love God with the whole of your being. And love your neighbour as yourself. And it comes down to love. If we respond to God's love, that love will shine out through us. And it will affect the way that we work with others, the way that we talk with others, and what we do to help each other. And we glimpse it in so many ways, don't we? Again, often in unexpected ways. This past year or so, we've seen so many people go out of their ways because of their concern and love for others to help and support. We've seen those who work in care homes, in hospitals, in the community. I don't even want to say going the extra mile, it's probably going the extra 20 miles at least, because of their calling, because of their love and their concern for others. And we need to continue somehow in the days ahead as we get back to, I'm not sure what you call it. I want to call it the new normal. People are saying the old normal, but we can never go back there. And our challenge is to take with us all that we've learned, all that we've discovered, all that we've received in generosity during the past year or so. And that is quite a challenge, because it's very easy, isn't it, to slip back into old habits, old routines. It's quite amazing, isn't it? And if there's anybody who doesn't do that, please let me know how we achieve it. But it's that thing about love, isn't it? And that love, God's love, reaches out to us, goes deep down inside us. It gives us certainty and hope. it gives us compassion for others. It changes our lives, and through us and God's Spirit at work, it can change the lives of others. It brings us that joy. Whatever we're going through, there's something in our lives, however difficult it is, that we sense God's presence, His love, His joy. And the most amazing thing is, we talk about God being our Father, and there's a lot of people who struggle with that, both male and female, for all sorts of reasons. But here we're told that Jesus called His disciples friends. Isn't that amazing? That we are friends with the Saviour of the world. We're friends, and Jesus shares with us all God's love, all God's goodness with us. It is, when I think about it, I find it really quite staggering. And it's that love, that friendship, that enables us to grow together in love, enables us to share support, not only our friends, but those that we meet. And it reaches out into God's creation, doesn't it? Because when you think about it, a lot of the damage that's been done to our creation has been through greed, through wanting more. Way back in time when forests were chopped down because ships were needed. When the regular routine and rotation of crops was stopped and fields, hedges were pulled down to enlarge fields. And yet in a strange way, we actually end up with less in many ways, don't we? And so as we love, as we respond to God's love, so it affects how we respond to God's world around us. And sometimes I think, you know, all of us think, we listen to the news, we hear the stories, and we think, what on earth can I do about it? But we can do the little things in our own area, can't we? Like how we manage our lives. We still have one. And we haven't. We've got pots of flowers that trap some of the butterflies, the insects, and everything else. And if you haven't, buy a pot. Go and see Ralph. But sometimes it's some little things, isn't it? And it's difficult in this day and age, isn't it? But plastic bottle of water? Disgusting, isn't it? But I won't tell you how many times I've actually refilled this. But then it's, what do I do with it afterwards? Do I drop it? Or do I put it neatly into recycling again? If we're out for a walk, like all of us, we take snacks, don't we? But what do we do with our wrapper? It's very easy, something pretty pocket falls out, don't worry about it. And the other biggest challenge I'm finding at the moment is disposable masks. Sorry, I'm not getting at anybody, honestly, because I always keep some in the car, because I can guarantee I'll go somewhere and not have one with me. But how do I dispose of it afterwards? And even with reusable masks, sometimes we need to think deeply about what they're actually made of. It's quite a challenge, isn't it? But it's a reminder that as we pray and celebrate God's creation, we also have to respect and care for it. God's love transforms us. His Holy Spirit takes us into unknown places sometimes, in ways we don't expect. But we need to respond and be open to it. The Archbishop of Canterbury, in a recent article for Prospect magazine, said at the very end, "The promise of Jesus is a past redeemed, a present transformed, and a future hoped for and eternal. The message of the resurrection is that we are not beaten by a broken world. We are those who transform it. In that transformation, the enemy of climate change becomes a lovingly tender environment. Inequalities becomes justice and conflict peace. A fractured society chooses to become a strong community. This is the spirit in which to face the future. And we're in it together." And it's our first bit, isn't it? The promise of Jesus is a past redeemed, a present transformed, and a future hopeful and eternal. We're in the present, and we need to pray that through our friendship with Jesus, his love, God's Spirit, that we can bring about transformation in small and little ways, both to our environment, the inequalities, the injustices, the conflicts, and the fractures of perhaps and perhaps not. It's quite a challenge, isn't it? But through God's love, through his Spirit, through us being open and looking outside of ourselves, we can be part of that.